operating Australia's largest complementary SME model, helping the defence sector optimise capability and assets. Gold Group presents the Defence Ready Seminar Series podcasts. The Defence Ready Seminar Series is a joint initiative of Gold Group, Hunter Defence, AIDEN, and the Centre for Defence Industry Capability.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Defence Ready Seminar Series of podcasts. My name is Grant McCarran, and in this episode, we will be discussing collaboration in defence, the power of many. For this discussion, I'm joined by Brett Barton, CEO of Gold Group, and Diane Javier from Certex. Welcome, Brett and Diane.
Good morning, Grant. Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Diane. I look forward to discussing collaboration in defence, the power of many, with both of you.
Well, to start things off, can you please tell us a little bit about yourselves? And naturally, we'll go with ladies first. Diane, can you please give us a bit of your background?
Yes. Well, I'm the founder and managing director of Certex. We're an accredited certification body, which is somewhat of a mouthful, but it does mean that we're one of a small number of entities that have the authority to issue certificates in 9001 quality, safety, environmental management, and so on. My background is that I have a background in banking and finance initially, and a company secretary for a while as well. I did an MBA and then moved into management consulting. And after some time doing that, I came across quality as a mechanism or a framework for business improvement, and I was sold on that concept. It's reliable and it has terrific outcomes. So that led me to starting up this organisation, and we've been running Certex now for about 15 years across Australia and New Zealand. And a couple of years ago, we came across collaboration as a new standard, which is what we'll be talking about today.
Excellent. Thank you. Brett, welcome back to the show. Can you please give us a bit of a background on yourself for those who may not have heard the other episode you've been on?
Yeah, thanks, Grant. And hello, Diane. I started off in the Canadian Air Force and in the late 80s and worked in the area of flight testing and worked with the U.S. Air Force as well. And in 2004, I came over to the sunny shores of Australia and worked with the Australian Defence Force on a couple of major programs. And I joined an SME at the time, almost 17 or 18 years ago, and helped that business develop into a mid-tier prime quite successfully, from about 20 people up to over 700. And through that process, I've picked up a lot of experience working with other businesses, partnering, collaborating, and just generally seeing the approaches that seem to work well for SMEs trying to grow and become successful in defense. I'm currently the CEO of the Gold Group, and the Gold Group is all about collaboration. We were built on a premise of finding SMEs with similar values and approaches and working together to achieve things that we couldn't achieve on our own. And that's been a really great journey. So I've really enjoyed that. I've got quite a bit of experience in engineering and business and where they come together. And that'll be important as we go through a couple of the different topics in collaboration as part of the Defence Ready series.
Thanks, Brett. My understanding is that there's a third person involved with the seminar who's not with us on the podcast today. Could you please tell us about them?
Yeah, certainly, Grant. Boris Novak is a former RAF engineering officer and founded a systems engineering business upon leaving the RAF about 20 years ago. During his time in business, Boris was involved in forming collaborative alliances, collaborations that work, you know, some that didn't work. And he had a close environment with a precursor to the Defense Innovation Hub. He was involved in Defense's Rapid Prototyping Development and Evaluation Program, or referred to that as RPDE. And his former businesses participated in RPDE in every kind of manner possible. Boris was personally seconded into that program in a senior management role in the program's early days. And RPDE is all about collaboration. So Boris has a great amount of experience, and he's going to be doing some case studies and instructing and offering his advice. And he's really going to be an interesting instructor.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Now that we've got to know the team for this seminar, could you please describe the main theme of this workshop bundle and tell us how it's going to be delivered?
Yeah, sure, Grant. You know, the power of many, that wasn't selected lightly. It's really hard to act on your own if you're an SME. And that's one of the things that, you know, is obvious to a lot of small businesses. They look often, you know, at a prime or a larger business. And a little bit of that is with envy. And they say, wow, you know, you can really take on bigger projects, more interesting work. Wish we could do that. We just don't seem to be able to take that on. And collaboration can really open up doors. So harvesting, you know, the power of many can be an incredibly competitive advantage for a lot of SMEs. It's going to open opportunities that at first, you know, aren't really considered possible. So that's, I think that's the great thing about collaboration. For successful collaboration, there's a couple of tenets that are important. One around vision. You know, if you're going to collaborate with somebody like you do in a lot of relationships, it's really important to share a common vision of what you're trying to achieve and where you're trying to go. To do that effectively, you have to have a level of trust. So the teams or these SME bodies or groups that you're collaborating with, you have to be really aligned. You have to trust each other. You have to have really strong communication as well. You know, it's really important, you know, when things get challenging, that you've got a way of articulating what those challenges are amongst, you know, the collaborating groups and finding good resolution pathways. It's often quite tricky to work through who's responsible for what and who owns what levels of responsibilities, especially when things become challenging. So having methods and approaches for responsibility and ownership are quite important. And then understanding how do you share the results and the great outcomes from collaboration. So that's generally the theme of collaboration and defense and the power of many.
And are you able to run us through the bundles, the four workshops that you're doing?
Yeah, just generally, the whole series will be comprised of four specific workshops that Diane and I will walk you through in a bit. Workshop one is going to be around collaboration best practice, with Diane instructing on that. Then we've got another instructor, Boris Novak, who'll be talking about a practical case example around collaborating on defense contracts. I'll then be tying in collaboration business risks and benefits and different approaches. So it'll be a little bit more of the structured elements of collaboration that can be applied when you're working in the defense community. And then finally, Diane and Boris are going to conclude with collaboration best practice, taking a little bit closer look at some of the industry association leverage points.
Excellent. Now that you've given us the main theme and run through the bundles of workshops, can you tell us how this package is going to fit into the complete Defense Ready series?
Yeah, the Defense Ready series has over 50 different webinar series and e-learning bundles attached to it. Yeah, working in defense is complex, and there are many different areas of skills that are needed and competency that are needed to be developed to be effective. One of those areas is around business development. So there'll be natural ties between business development and collaboration. Oftentimes, when you're entering a collaboration agreement, there are many different types of legal structures that are appropriate and some that aren't appropriate. So that'll tie into the legal aspects of Defense Ready webinars. There's also a series of standards, and that's Diane's specialty. Areas of security, clearly quite a critical area for defense and often a barrier to entry. That will play into collaboration and how the security profile may change through a collaboration approach. And then areas such as export controls, which are an area not well understood often in the SME community, but definitely plays in when you're trying to collaborate with larger businesses or even amongst SMEs themselves.
Okay, well, thank you for that understanding of how we fit in. So why is this topic important? Who's going to benefit the most from this form of training?
There's a lot of money on the table right now in the defense industry and a lot of opportunity. You know, between $40 to $70 billion a year, $270 billion over the next decade. And that is quite attractive to SMEs who want to grow and reach that next level. If you want a big piece of that pie or even a small piece of a big pie, there are approaches that are going to work and there will be a timeline that those approaches will work, which are a little bit quicker than others. So one approach is clearly trying it on your own, and that may or may not be effective, but there's certainly a way where you can work with others that can potentially increase your likelihood of success and definitely your probability of winning. But it all comes down to, you know, thinking about your own business strategy and are you positioned to take advantage of those opportunities as they present themselves? You know, can you really do it by yourself? Or is this just something where, you know, you need some help? Sometimes collaborating makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. Where do you find a collaboration partner? You know, maybe you're a new SME to defense and you don't have a strong network. How do you find someone who might pair up, someone that you can trust and hit all those tenets we talked about earlier? And then how do you pull that together into a successful strategy? And that can be quite challenging. It's hard enough to do on your own, let alone with a collaboration partner and someone you don't know very well. But there's no question, in my experience, collaboration will offer you the potential for a few things. One is, most importantly, it increases your probability of winning just because you've got some scale advantage. And that means you have access to a greater number of resources. You potentially have access to greater levels of capital. You have greater access to know-how. I mean, that could often be a critical element. If you're new to, as a new SME, maybe you don't even have any brand recognition. So you can collaborate with someone who does have a level of brand recognition. Maybe you don't know anyone in defense. You don't have those deep networks. Collaboration can offer you avenues through referrals into those relationships that, you know, you would really like to establish going forward. And then I think there's always the area around intellectual property. Some businesses have terrific, you know, R&D sides of their businesses, even as an SME, and they have great ideas, but they don't have a method to bringing those to the market. And a collaboration can potentially give you an access to a market that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, Brett, I agree with all of those points because I think that collaboration can help differentiate businesses and establish greater opportunities. In working with defence, I think there's even a more fundamental requirement, though, or need for collaboration. And that is, as an SME, by definition, you're the smaller party working with a very big industry, defence, and perhaps also working, hopefully, with the very big primes. So when you think of the imbalance between your size and your bargaining power, you're potentially at a disadvantage to start with. What collaboration can do is provide a strategy and a formal approach between you and a partner of any size, where both of you come to an understanding of what you're going to share, how you're each going to benefit, what's the process for managing that relationship. And very largely, a formal collaboration approach can remove some of the tensions that might exist between you as a smaller party and then the larger parties at the other end. So I think that can be a very important consideration. And in fact, there's another way of looking at it too, and that is to say many of the big primes already follow a collaboration approach. You'll need to be engaging with them through their collaboration framework. So it's important that you understand what that is, how it works, and how you need to respond and what part you play in that.
Thank you, folks. That's been a good overview of why this is important and who's going to benefit. So moving on to the next section, what are the key points and information that's going to be addressed under each workshop? Can you give us a bit more detail on them?
Yeah, thanks, Grant. I'll start with that because I'll be running the first workshop, which is looking at a best practice case example. We're going to look at two things in this workshop. The first part will be working through the standard, which is ISO 44001, collaborative business relationships, and we'll look at some of the key elements in that. Not from the perspective of you taking it on in your business necessarily, although it could be valuable, more about how you can relate to the primes and any other larger entity that may be following that approach themselves. And a very important part of this workshop will be a case study with DMTC. DMTC, you may have already heard of. They're a facilitation organization, semi-government, working with defense and coordinating and facilitating with research, with industry, with manufacturing, all to provide new innovative services and ideas to defense. Now, they've taken on the collaborative business standard. They've become certified through CERTEX, and Mark is going to talk through how that's worked for them, what the benefits are, what the structure is, and how the model plays out. So I think that's going to be a really interesting case study to start with.
Excellent. Case studies are always very important. They certainly help the delegates piece together everything that they've been learning so far. So I understand the second workshop is going to be taken by Boris.
Yeah, that's right, Grant. And Boris comes from a really great experience of running and building a business, innovating into defense, working on RPDE, which is defense's approach to very quickly engaging with the professional community around a specific challenge. And that RPDE team is formed on a collaboration basis to deliver an outcome as a collective team of specialists. It's a really interesting model. And Boris ran RPDE for the most part for several years. So he's going to be sitting down with a case example business and running through the lessons and the approaches that he's seen have worked and some of the challenges that they faced through that collaboration journey, how that collaboration approach interfaced with defense, and what are the business challenges specifically around those cases? How do you make money? You know, what are the ways you can potentially lose money? And this is why case studies are so important. You know, the whole Defense Ready series is very much, you know, geared at SMEs and business success. So there'll be some really good lessons learned, which is probably the best way to learn. And Boris is going to lead us through that.
And yes, I agree. Learning from what others have gone through is a great way to try and replicate the success and avoid the failures. So I understand, Brett, you're taking workshop number three?
Yeah, right, Grant. And the workshop number three is going to augment and add to what Diane and Boris are going to talk about, which is really, you know, this is how it happens in the real world. And then the approach that I'm going to use for one of the lectures is just looking a little bit more, I won't call it academically, but it's just business advice taken from, you know, a broader spectrum, let's say. And there are approaches that are used inside collaboration, such as, you know, a subcontracting approach. That's a level of collaboration that a lot of businesses would be familiar with. There's teaming agreements. These might be less so. Strategic partnerships are that next level of collaboration commitment, if you want to think of it that way. And joint ventures. You actually see quite a few joint ventures in the defense community. And this may or may not be something that they'll ultimately be involved with. But those all have unique structures, pros and cons, and applications. There's areas of competitive collaboration that partner SMEs may have read about or heard about. And how do you handle that? And, you know, just because you're competing, which you will, you know, a lot of SMEs are competing. But that doesn't mean that you still have to go it alone. It doesn't mean that there's not ways of working together and sharing in that, you know, big pie that is out there. There's branding approaches and risks. Everyone's very protective of their brand, especially as an SME. And when you invite someone into your camp and collaborate on a specific opportunity, let's just say that opportunity doesn't go off as well as you expected, how does that impact upon your own brand of your business? And how do you manage that? Areas around IP are always really interesting. And who owns the IP and how do you market the IP? So we'll be covering a couple of areas around IP and recommendations from best practice approach for SMEs. Collaborative networking. There are industry associations that are established specifically for networking improvement. Relationships and networking in defense are just a fundamental requirement to being successful. So how we bring that in and what kind of advice can we offer on that front, that'll be provided. There are issues around responsiveness, time to market, leveraging, scalability. All of these areas are really strong business competitive advantages that can be gained or not through collaboration. So those are areas that we'll provide some advice around and when they apply and when they are, I guess, how to implement them effectively. Capital and cash flow risk management, risk spreading is another area of collaboration. So there's certainly, you know, SMEs don't necessarily have large amounts of cash flow. And that's probably their single biggest risk is managing that cash flow. Some of the projects inside defense are lengthy to be a part of, lengthy to tender, costly to tender. But there's approaches through collaboration and through collaboration agreements where you can structure an approach where you can manage your cash flow risk, but also get opportunity to the upside if you win. And then there's other areas like insurance and liability coverage and areas like that. So really, the fundamental business elements of collaboration are going to be the things that I'll be looking at.
That's quite a comprehensive workshop there. And the fourth and final one, I understand, is going to be run by both Diane and Boris.
Yes, it will, Grant. So we're going to double-head that one. We'll start off looking again at the model that's provided through us through the standard 44001 and have a look at, again, at some of the elements that are within the standard, but this time take it from the perspective of how you can apply it to your business. You may not need to apply all elements, but you need to understand how the model works so that you can pick and choose. Then you can apply the model to your business, either to operate it from within or to respond to any other party that you'll be working in relationship with. Because we know you will be working with other bigger parties. So what does that involve? How can you manage that? What is your role and responsibility in doing that? So we'll have a look at that in a bit more detail, the strategy, the engagement, and the ongoing management of that relationship. And then Boris is going to talk about the various options that you have for support, and there is a lot. HunterNet and AIDN provide support in this space, and they can help you, they can work with you, give you ideas and guidance on how to make this collaboration process work best for you. And that will be the final workshop.
So that's the final workshop to bring it all together. You've mentioned a few case studies in there. So I'm guessing there's quite a bit of information within these workshops that's related to real business examples. Do you have any others you can tell us about?
Yeah, Grant. So in addition to the case studies that Diane and Boris are going to be speaking on, we sat down with five different businesses of different types. One was an SME that's just going through this defense ready process and working themselves into the Australian defense framework. And so we'll be able to hear a little bit about what their perspectives are on collaboration. We then have interviews with two quite successful defense SMEs, probably in the medium size range, that have one from an area of manufacturing and one from the area of innovation in the maritime sense. And both have collaborated on many different levels over a series of years and have done so successfully. So we're going to get their input on, you know, the necessities of collaboration to be successful. We're then sitting down with two primes, and these are two global primes, international primes, and they have their own perspectives on collaborations and how an SME might collaborate best with them. So we'll be able to provide some information from five different sources, all unique perspectives, but all quite relevant.
It's good to hear that there's some solid linkages to real-world examples throughout this, not just this particular series of workshops, but the whole seminar series indeed. So a final question then, what support will be available if participants want additional information once they've completed the workshops?
Yeah, Grant, this is really important. It's a complex business environment. And the information that we're providing, although Defense Ready is over 50 different webinar series, it's hard to put into place practically without a level of support. All of the professional instructors and the businesses they represent within the goal group have seasoned experience and really know how to support businesses trying to make this journey. So they'll all be available for consultation and access throughout the Defence Ready series and certainly afterwards. And this is, you know, this is what they do as part of their business. And, you know, I just can't stress enough the importance of seeking support when you're trying to take on something as large as entering a completely new defense sector or a new sector like defense.
Thank you very much for wrapping that up, Brett. And thank you, Diane, for telling us about your sections. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this and it's given you a good insight into what to expect from the collaboration section of the seminar series.
Thanks, Grant, and I look forward to talking with you during the training sessions.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Diane.
You have been listening to another Defence Ready seminar episode. For more information on the Defence Ready seminar series, please visit the Goal Group website at www.goalgroup.com.au. This episode has been produced by Southern Skies Media on behalf of Goal Group. The content in this episode cannot be used without permission from Goal Group.
Southern Skies Media.